It's time to go to the movies with Matt Olien. And this week, Matt, like everybody else, we were hunkered down in our living rooms watching movies stream on our home sets because the theaters are still closed. And you and I saw, we both saw the same movie for a change, Mank.
Yeah. And one quick thing, Doug, theaters are open. It's just there's nothing good to see in the theaters. Everything that's good is going to Netflix and Prime and on demand. And Mank is certainly a film that checks all the Oscar bait boxes, doesn't it? It's a film that's been talked about all year. David Fincher's the director. He's a past nominee for The Social Network. This is the first film Fincher has directed in 6 years. I did not realize it had been that long since Gone Girl, which was the last film he directed. So this is shot in glorious black and white. It is the story of how Herman Mankiewicz, older brother of Joe Mankiewicz, and Herman is grandfather of Ben Mankiewicz, who's the big Turner Classic Movies host. This is how he wrote the script for Citizen Kane. And the whole backstory of he and Orson Welles collaborating on this script, who really had the authorship of the script, that's been debated for years. So in the movie, Gary Oldman plays Herman Mankiewicz. It's a phenomenal performance. I love Gary Oldman. Every time he opens his mouth, he says something interesting as Mank, as he was known. He says something funny, something profound. And Oldman is fantastic. I hope he gets a Best Actor nomination. Of course, he won 3 years ago as Winston Churchill. Amanda Seyfried, I think, gives the best supporting performance in the movie as Marion Davies. And I'll explain to the audience why Marion Davies, a former actress, is a notable person in this. I also want to give a shout out to Tom Burke as Orson Welles. Tom Burke, when he opens his mouth, it's like you're listening to Orson Welles. It is spot on. It's a fine performance. I wanted to see him in a few more scenes. You might agree with me there, Doug. You know, Welles only pops up occasionally to go check on Mank and see how the screenplay is going. I like this film, but I didn't love it. And I think there's something missing as to why it's not a great film. The black and white photography is great. The period design from Hollywood, the trips up to San Simeon where Herman Mankiewicz becomes pals with William Randolph Hearst and Marion Davies and Irving Thalberg. He's a screenwriter, of course, for MGM in these years. So I liked all of that, but I think the film gets lost in a key flashback. The film flashes back from Mankiewicz writing the Kane script, and then we get these flashbacks to the early 30s when he's working at MGM and he's backing Upton Sinclair, the author of The Jungle, for the California governor race. And Sinclair is a declared socialist. And that was a big movement at the time in the 30s. And MGM and Louis B. Mayer and Thalberg, they kind of press Mankiewicz to back the Republican candidate, and he never quite does it. And I thought that whole plot device went on just way too long. I wanted more scenes up at San Simeon. I wanted more scenes with Mank talking to Orson Welles about Citizen Kane, and fewer scenes on the whole socialism Upton Sinclair angle. And I don't say that for any political reasons. I say it because I don't think it advances the story enough, and I think it's they linger on it way too long, and I think that hinders the screenplay. But overall, if you're a fan of the movies, if you're a fan of Citizen Kane, this is worth a look, especially for the performances by Gary Oldman and Amanda Seyfried as Marion Davies.
I would have to agree. I think that the piece about the governor's race was drawn out too long. I think it was important in terms of the storytelling to demonstrate how William Randolph Hearst, through Louis B. Mayer, helped influence the outcome of that race by creating these very propagandistic newsreels. I got a real huge kick out of Mankiewicz's appearance at San Simeon because he's considered sort of the court jester, and there is a yes. crushing scene where Charles Dance, who plays William Randolph Hearst, is walking him toward the door, telling him the story of the organ grinder's monkey, and I won't go any further, but my heavens, that yeah. is a door speech.
and just for background for people, Mankiewicz based the Citizen Kane screenplay on the life of William Randolph Hearst, and the news got out to Hollywood that Mank and Welles were working on this film. Hearst tried to quash the film. He attempted to have the film banned. All kinds of things were going on behind the scenes. Welles said later, Doug, he really regrets that they were too hard on Marion Davies. By all accounts, Marion Davies was a wonderful person to be around, smart, kind of had that Brooklyn common sense going. And her portrayal in Citizen Kane, the Susan Alexander, part where she tries to be an opera star, is really, I think, unfortunate. That's the only thing I think is unfortunate about the Kane script. Otherwise, it's a phenomenal script, as you know, as we see Kane's life told in flashbacks by multiple personalities in the movie. And eventually, of course, as you know, the whole authorship of the screenplay becomes an issue in the movie. And there's a fantastic scene between Mank and Wells late in the film where they get after it, and you can tell what's going on. Mankiewicz wants authorship to the screenplay, even though he was basically hired to help Wells with the screenplay and construct the whole San Simeon Hearst story. And that's fascinating as well. I would tell listeners, if you want some backstory on the whole Citizen Kane battle, the documentary that aired on PBS years ago called The Battle Over Citizen Kane, that's a great documentary to watch. It talks about the parallel lives of Wells and Hearst, how they were actually sort of similar in ways, and how the real winner in all this was the movie, which, of course, still appears on top five, top 10 lists of all time.
Well, I was also intrigued, and this is my Oscar trivia question about Herman Mankiewicz's kid brother, Joseph L. Mankiewicz, because as you have suggested, he was notable, obviously, in his own Oscar history, and I didn't realize how notable it was till I looked it up. So tell us the Joseph L. Mankiewicz Oscar story.
Well, Doug, I believe he is the only person in Oscar history to win back-to-back directing Oscars and back-to-back screenplay Oscars for the same two movies, 1949, A Letter to Three Wives, starring Kirk Douglas, and 1950, All About Eve. So he was on a roll by then. That was near the end of his brother Herman's life. So they both won Oscars, but Joe Mank won four Oscars for two different movies, back-to-back years.
We've been to the movies with Matt Olien.